Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's
not say Vaiter, you know.
Okay, Vaiter, thank you very much. Okay, let's get started. So now we're starting today's daf Mem Ches, and we're starting at the bottom of the page. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, but Amru Misha Parum Mitar Mabul, who also li Parum Mishaina Omid Mitibur. Even though we only say that we say that the sale is finalized as soon as the person took the product in hand, and meaning the fact that he gave the money first, it's not too late to change for either side. Both sides can back out. That being said, there's a Mishapara out there. Mishapara means it's like kind of like a curse that Hashem, who punished the Darmabel, he will punish he who doesn't stand by his word. Now, here's the question. I amrit bishlama moskanos. If money does really acquire from the Torah, mishamachi kai bavel. That's why this curse is applicable to him. Because look what he did. He gave the money, and the kinyan really should happen, and it should be finalized, and then the guy wants to back out. That's a problem. Eliamrit mos einan konos, but if you say that the money doesn't really acquire min haTorah, so amai kai bavel. Why would there be such a curse over here? That's the question on Reish Lakish. And for the Gemara, mishum the devarim, because of words, because he gave his word that he's selling it for this price, and now he's backing up. Over devarim mikoy bavel, just because of words, talk is cheap. Because you said you'll sell it for this price, does that change anything? In other words, the money that changed hands is really irrelevant according to Reish Lakish. It does zero. So why all it is that I gave you my word to sell it at that price? What is the difference? So the answer is, Vatan, didn't we learn in the Brisa, Reb Shimon, Afal Pi, Shamro, Talis, Kaina, Dinar, even though we said already that the Talis acquires the Dinar Zahav, the Dinar Zahav Kaina Talis, meaning, as we learned, clarify, the product, when that changes hands, that makes the money owed, and that's what finalizes the sale, but not the reverse, meaning when I pay the money, it doesn't become my talis. Okay? Nevertheless, this is the law. The letter of the law is the money doesn't make the talis mine. But they said, okay, this is like the longer version. God who punished the Darmabel, the Darfluga, the people of Sodom and Amorah, Egypt in the sea, who also the permission, Omid Bidhura, God will, he's going to punish those that don't stand by their words, don't keep to their commitments. Somebody who makes a transaction by words, okay, this is a separate step, okay? And the transaction was just a verbal agreement. I'll buy it for X amount of money. We gave an oral commitment to that. Lo kana, it's not a Kenyan. Ein ruach hacham nochem. Somebody who backs out of that, the chacham look at that askance. Okay,
what?
It's an expression. They're not happy with it.
Yeah. Oh, like,
make a face.
Okay.
Not good what you did. You know, like,
even if it's aiding, if he was committing aiding.
Do you understand what's happening? We made an agreement. I'll buy matzah for this price, and you said deal.
Okay.
And then the guy says, I changed my mind.
Okay, but it could be there's no aiding, no nothing.
Nothing to
do. But he's not denying
the question.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's denying. You changed my mind.
Yeah, okay.
So the rabbis look at that. There's like, you gave your word, and then you're backing out. That's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not mishapara. It's just not nice, and the chacham are not happy with you. It's not, it's one step less. That's what it's saying.
One step less than mishapara.
It's saying the chacham ain't ruach chacham nechamina. It means the rabbis don't like you. Okay. So they don't like me. Okay. It doesn't sound like a curse.
I have a wife. I'm happily married. Yeah. I don't need the rabbis.
Okay. If I'm the rabbi. I'm rabbi.
Mati didn't hear you, see?
I hear perfect.
If I'm a rabbi, anu ain lanu ela ain ruach chacham nechamina. What we have at this juncture is only this thing that the Chachmei Yisrael are not very pleased with your actions. Okay, meaning we don't do any other curse.
But no repercussion. Just
that's all we have. Is the Enu Chacham. That's it. So there's the thing. Devarim b'ikabadayim maos kai b'avol. if there's words, so it's an oral commitment, and the money changed hands, that's where you get the avol, that's mishapara. There you go. So that's the story. In other words, it's when the money, even though the money is not really affecting a transaction, when the money was given, it's a different level of backing out, okay? The guy already paid you, and then you're backing out. That's all. It's even worse than just we made a verbal agreement. Okay. Amar Rav Akromas Nisa Messiah L'Rav Shokesh. The Pasuk and the Braisa supports Rish Lakish that says that Mishich Haskona Min HaTorah. Okay? Kroduk Seh, V'chirash B'Misa B'Mikadosh. The guy made a denial to his friend with a deposit, meaning I gave you something to watch, and you said, I don't know what you're talking about. I this is sumes yad, which will each with each thing, which is a loan basically. He denied that you lent him the money, right? Be gazel or theft. I ashak is a misai, or he withheld wages. So what are all these things? So sumes yad, what does that mean? Sumes yad. Amar Rav Chisda kigun chiyachem lo kalila baso. That's a loan, but it can't be the actual loan because the guy denies the money that you lend him, and he says he doesn't owe you. That's not a real denier, because that just means that he doesn't have what to pay. It's a different thing. And the money says, I don't have your money. Of course, he doesn't have his money. When I borrow money, it's to spend. It's not to keep in my pocket, right? So there's something that it's manifest on, the kli, that to where the loan is supposed to be chal on. And ashak, am rav chis, kachi yachal kli l'ashkai. So there's also a special utensil that's set aside that where, and he's denying, the point being you have to be denying something tangible that's supposed to be in hand that he's saying it doesn't exist. Okay, that's what's going on. Now, v'chadri kra, that's in the first part of the pasuk. When the pasuk goes back and it says, v'hoi ki'echta v'ashem, the guy sinned that he was guilty. V'heishim v'segzele shekatzel, he needs to give back the stolen item that he stole. Or the wages that he withheld, or the deposit that was given to him. Now wait a second. Hold on over here. We dropped the whole loan example. What the pshat in that? My time of Amishum the Mechzer Mashiach. That's because he never took possession. It's missing the. He never the transaction part of it. So you see that the kinyan really only happens by Mashiach, which is basically seeming that that's what we're saying. It's a raya to Rabbi to Rish Lakish. Okay, so when it's talking about returning, he left out the tzumas yad part of the return, meaning there was no Mashiach to that keli. And the Malva never acquired the Keli. That's the point. So that's why there was no there was no transaction really that it was Chal. Now Amar Le Papa Rava Ema Me Oshek Hu Dader Kra and Achmai Skina Kigod Shenaklo Menu the Chazar Efkida. So maybe what happened was is that he took it and then he gave it to him as a Pekaton afterwards. Maybe that's what's going on. Where there was, so he did take possession, and so the Gemara says, "Hainu b'kodem." Then if that's the case, then it's the same as any deposit. I picked it up, and then I give it to you to hold on to. So that's a case of b'kodem. So the Gemara says, "Trei kapni b'kodem." We're talking about two types of b'kodem. Yachitzum siyad namil hatrei v'lukmi b'kikon shenakloi menu v'chazor v'kidasa. You could say the same thing with tzum siyad. Why didn't we say again in the other side where the mentioned the tzum siyad denial? Right? He had a keli. He picked it up. He handed it, and then he handed it to Ms. Pekoda. So the answer is yachitzum kra. If the pasuk would mention it, lo tiyufta v'siyata, there wouldn't be a question. It wouldn't be a proof. Hashad the logic kra. But over here, the pasuk left the sumas yad out. Misayale, it's a support to Rav to Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, really, sumas yad lo hadra kro. We never repeated the pasuk for that for the loan scenario. Vatani Amar Reb Shimon, Menayin Nitin is Amar Lemala Lemata. How do I know that it encompasses all the cases? Tchsev Amikala Sheyishav Alav Shekar or any false oath. So there's a catchphrase. So we are including it in the end. So Gemara says Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, Amar Rav the Rav is Sumas Yad Bli Shavan. You're right. It is Marbit Sumas Yad also that he's chayv to return. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Behad yamir lahadrikra," but we didn't mention it explicitly, and that's because there really wasn't a mishicha, which is on an item. Again, the money that was loaned is not applicable because that denial that I don't have the money is not a denial because he's supposed to spend it. There must be something that he's supposed to have that the kli was chal on, and he had to have picked it up. Anyway, bottom line is that if there was no mashiach on it, so that's why it was never acquired. Anyway, so that's the pasuk. Okay, so because bottom line is it didn't say it explicitly, it's a simon, an indication at least that mashiach is really what's necessary to acquire items. Period. Now, masnisa minolam. Where's the brisa? I mean, we're saying that there's a brisa also supporting Rish Lakish. The time the brisa says nasa lebalon. If you gave, they're talking about. Hekdesh money. So he gave it to the bath attendant, Mal. Immediately, you gave the bath attendant the money from, you're already Mal Behekdesh at the moment, okay? Even before you step foot in the bath, okay? V'amar Rav, Dafka Balan, that's only in the case of a bath attendant, because the Lomechzer Meshicha, there is nothing to take. Mm-hmm. You got the rights to use it at the moment that you gave the money. Now you could now go into take the bath, whatever. It's nothing to take. Now will be the achrita, the mechzer mashicha, something else where there is something that you need to take. Lo mal ad mashchi, the meal doesn't happen until you take it. Okay, v'atanya nasa l'sapor, you gave money to the prepaid for the haircut. Mal. You are Mal Behekdesh. So the question is, so how come? Doesn't he need to take the scissor? There's something that's being taken over there. There's an action that's being taken. That's talking about a Gentile barber. Gentiles barbers, the labar mashicha, they don't have dini mashicha. Mashicha is between Jew to Jew. Jew to fellow Jew, it's a kinyan mashicha.
Then the Moses corner.
Right? Yeah.
Like, right, yes. By goyim, it's money.
Money, yeah.
So that's why it's not a right. Tanya Nami Achad, Bryce says so as well, because it says elsewhere, Nasa Lasapa or Lasapon, you gave it to the barber, or you gave it to the boat, the captain of the boat, of the ship, Al-Khot Bali Umnas, or anybody in professional, any professional, Loy Mal Ad Dimashach. You're not Mal until he actually takes possession. Kashan Adadi is not a disproof, is not a question, it's contradiction. Here we're saying, barber, you're immediately Mal Behekdesh. Here you're saying the barber, you're not, until he takes the scissors. Elalav Shmamina, Kamisabr Nachri, Kamisabr Sol. Depends who the barber is. Jewish barber, the Meshicha, meaning when he starts using the
scissors. The customer takes the scissors?
No,
the barber
takes it, the cuts the hair, but he has to like do the act of like cutting, you know, the
lifting, right, whatever,
the lifting up of the so transaction.
It says here, in the case of the barber, the customer needs to perform mashicha to the scissors in order to finalize kenyan. That's what.
Oh, the barber is giving. Out.
Yeah, but the barber give. It sounds like yeah, I hear that, but I don't know.
With the captain, what are you supposed to do with the boat captain?
Yeah, what does that, you know, what's that accomplish with the Jewish boat captain?
No.
We're saying there you have to, the boat.
You're getting a service, you're not getting
service. Yeah, they're getting service, you're not getting boat. Right?
No, so, but the boat has to go. I mean, the boat has to.
You're not getting a product, you're getting a service.
There's an action that the party has to do. Okay? By the bath attendant, there's no action.
You buy a ticket to a ball game, right?
It's done. Everything's finished at the ticket. There's no action. Here, there's an action. The haircut has to happen. The boat has to go. Whatever. Those are the steps. They're launched. Right. So there's something that's an action that's based on. So that's when the transaction takes place, when the action takes place. Here, by the bath attendant, there is no action. You have a right to enter. That's it. Done.
Giving the money, maybe.
Once you give the money, that's it. It's over. The point is, when is it over? When's the mol behekdesh happening? The moment you hand over the money. Here, the mol behekdesh only is when you get the benefit of that money, because there's some other step. You understand? That's all. Anyway, shma mina. So there's another. So bottom line is, we have Reish Lakish has a pasuk like him, has a price like him. Okay, now back to our story. Rav Nachman Dvartor Moskonos. Rav Nachman really agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, not Reish Lakish, that Dvartor Moskonos. Obotka Levi Masisei. Levi looked in his, as we know, Levi had his own collection of brisos. He looked in his Vatkach, and he found a support to that idea as well from the earlier, from Mishneic times. What is that? Nasna Lesiton. Okay, which is an interesting, that's a siton is a basically a wholesaler, a fruit wholesaler, okay? And they basically, he sells to all these little mom and pop shops, provides their, it's like a grocer supply. It's kind of like a distributor, like a grocer supply company. Now, they don't have the money to pay for all the goods that they get in the store. As they sell it, then they have the money to start paying, and they'll pay it back piecemeal. That's how it works. Anyway, the bottom line is, so they usually have to give a down payment. So nothing to sit on ma'al. If you give it to that big, the wholesaler, distributor. So he sells a lot of stuff to many poor store owners, and they gave money slowly to them. So when they're selling, and the beginning of the purchase, they gave like a down payment towards, just in the direction. Like, you can't start, you have to at least have enough money together to at least give a portion of it down up front, okay, for all the goods that they're getting. So their moel, even though he didn't take all the peros, he was already moel bagdish, okay, because it's like all in one shot, okay? The transaction is really happening on everything. Anyway, nothing to see on moel, ella, that sounds like that, obviously the money's transaction, the transaction is happening with the money already, without any meshicha. After all, he didn't do a full meshicha, he only took a portion of it, right? So the answer is, it's kasha on the kasha of the Reish Lakish. Isn't that a question on Reish Lakish? On Malach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will tell you. Simple answer. Hamani Reb Shimon here. That's Reb Shimon. I already know that Reb Shimon holds that way. I'm not going in Reb Shimon, but that I could answer every Tanaitic source that it's in Reb Shimon's opinion that does say that opinion. Okay. Brings us to the next thing. Abel Amru Mishapara. We mentioned that there's a Mishapara, there's this curse. Now, Itmar, we have here Machlokas Tanoim. Amoriam, that is. Abai says, Oiduim Idinamle. We just inform him that there exists a curse for backing out of a transaction after the money has been transferred. Rav Amar Melit like Timle. No, we actually curse him. We actually do say that there's a Mishapara, and you apply the Mishapara to the person who's backing out after the money was given. So Abaye Amar Idinamle, you only give notify him about the existence of such a curse. You're not supposed to curse people. So we shouldn't be cursing. So we tell you that there exists a curse, but we don't actually curse. Rav Amar made it like Tina. No, we do curse. Why? This guy's a bad guy. When he's behaving like a person of your nation, then yeah, we don't curse him. But a guy is who's doing an avla, so he's not oisa meis amcha. He's not acting like a member of the nation. So therefore, he deserves the curse, and you're allowed to curse him. Okay. Rav says, how do I know? We have, because there's a story here. He was selling salt, and the guy gave him the money for salt. And then the salt prices went through the roof. Okay? So, Asal came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Yosef went to Rabbi Yochanan. Zil havlu, you have no choice. Give him the salt. If you want to back out, you're going to get a Mishapara. Now, if he's just being informed, I just want you to know about that. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Baroi do? He what is a huge Talmud Chacham. He knows that there exists a Mishnah Berurah. So so the Gemara says, "Alamai Melech Laitinale." What, he was cursing him? Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Asil Kabuli Ale Lutus. He's ready. The Rabbanon, he wants to accept upon him the rabbinic curse. No way. Ella, it was a more complicated story than that. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef and Ravon Hu Diavile. The guy really only gave him a portion of the money. He only gave him, you know, like, you know, they agreed upon a price to buy 100 pounds of salt at X price, and he gave him a down payment, up front. And he thought, Yosefer, connect to Ukana. Okay, the Kenyan is for the $10, I'll give you the $10 worth of salt. But the rest of the agreement, I don't have to keep. That's not part of the thing. And therefore, I can back out of that and change my price on the rest. No, that money that he gave you was a down payment for everything. And therefore, the sales finalized for it all, even though you didn't get the money for it all. Doesn't matter. So that's the machlokas. Okay, that's what was going on over here. So Itmar, Eravon, what is the halachic status of an Eravon? Eravon is really what we would call more than just a down payment. It's like a hard money. It's like when you're making a purchase, and if I back out of the purchase, I forfeit my money. That's what we're talking about.
Installment payment.
No, I'm giving you the money now for X amount. It's a non-refundable down payment. Exactly, it's a non-refundable down payment.
So, contract, house contract.
Yeah, it's where it's hard money up front, right? Or you know, whatever. Like you have a. After the if I back out, I forfeit this money. Forfeit. Okay, so that's the deal. So Rav Amar, connect to Okona. What? But you know.
That's what they call it, an option contract.
Yeah, right.
Pay an option fee.
It's an option fee, really. It's an option to buy at this price, yeah, and I'm paying for it. The money's owed. The money's done. You don't have to give it back.
You have so-and-so. So much time to complete the deal.
Yeah.
And if you don't, he keeps the money. Yeah. End of story.
There's another word for it.
Anyway.
Okay. So
Itmar Iravon Rav Amar Kinegdo Kona. He says that actually the Kenyan is effective to wear it to the amount that down payment is worth. And basically you acquire that amount. Rabbi Yochanan Kineged Kulo Kona. No, the Kenyan is for everything. That's the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Mesvei Anosin Eruvin Lechaveru. Somebody gives an Eruvin to his friend. Vomer lo, you don't like this. Im ani chozbi, if I change my mind, Eruvuni machalach, then basically this is your money and I don't get it. You know, like I forfeit this money. Valomer, and the other guy says, Amr lo, im ani achzbi, if I change my mind, ech balacha ervoncha. I'm basically have to give you back this plus double that for backing out of the transaction as a seller. You understand? No. So they're both obligating themselves, meaning you're giving it as a, it goes towards the purchase price, but if you back out, you lose it. If I back out and I say, you know what, I found the better buyer, not only do you get your money back, but I have to give you that amount on top of that for backing out of the sale. Okay. Niskaima Tanoim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the conditions are met. That's the way the conditions are.
He says that ahead of time, though.
Yeah, this is at the beginning of the purchase. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, letame, this sheet is Rabbi Yossi. Damar asmach tekanya. Even though, obviously, the guy's only putting up the money because he expects to go through the sale. And, you know, and then, of course, he didn't expect that that he wouldn't be able to get the funds together or whatever, because he didn't put $1 million down for, you know, to just forfeit that. To lose it, so but that's the way it goes. Asmach tekan. Rabbi Yehuda Merdayeh sheyikne keneged ervonu. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it works. It acquires to the amount that he put down. Meaning, you know, so instead of getting the full thing, he'll get that portion to the money that he put down. Meaning the sale goes through. It's not forfeiting anything. The sale goes through to that amount, and he gets whatever that amount can get you out of the purchase. Okay. Amr Rav Shimon ben Gamliel ben Medvar. When is that true? Bizman shamar lo ervoni yikon. My iravon should acquire. Avol macher lo bayis isada bel of zuz. If a guy sells a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, opar lo mehem 500 zuz, and out of that he paid 500 zuz, o maxer lo es a shar and he returns the rest. I feel lacquer comes shalom. Even many years later, my love, you can basically, omaxer lo sashara, feel lacquer comes shalom. So basically, you could return the rest even after many years later. Okay. My love, who adin lemetatlin, isn't that only not only by land? Isn't that even true for anything? So any transaction, it works that way. The bistama kani lehulakula. That the assumed way it works is that when I'm giving you a down payment for whatever the deal is, it's on the entire purchase, and that's how it works. So Gemara says lo metatlin bistama lo kani. Land is different. Why? Why is land? Why is land different? Because money actually acquires kinyan. Is money doesn't work for metaltalin, so that's why it doesn't necessarily work that way. But land does work with money, and therefore since karka is the because bekanile mamish, so therefore kanile lekula he gets it all. The only thing that the money transaction does for you when it comes to portable things, metatlin, is a mishapara. So therefore, lakani lekule, it doesn't give you all, grant you all of it, only to that extent. Anyway, that is the story, and we're going to see the lema ketanai. That we'll save that for tomorrow.